Welcome to After Dark with Rob and Andrew on America Out Loud, which is available on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Pandora, or head on over to AmericaOutLoud.com, and you can click the Listen Live tab for 24/7 talk radio. But while you're at AmericaOutLoud.com, I suggest looking around the website and checking out some of the great articles and podcasts. And while you're there, please share that information on social media. We appreciate it a great deal. Most of you know social media censorship is targeting conservatives and websites like America Out Loud. So anytime you could share an article or a podcast and perhaps one of your friends see it and then they check it out and then end up sharing it, it helps a great deal. And we always appreciate that. We've got a lot to talk about tonight. I'm going to start off the show talking about Joe Biden and his recent visit to Uvalde, Texas, and basically going with the First Lady Jill Biden and claiming that he's going to take action as far as gun control. I guess we don't really know because he did not clarify, but he claims something's going to be done after this shooting. As you know, the Democrats are in full gun grabbing mode. Kamala Harris recently came out and said that American citizens should not own an AR-15. And I have to figure this is just the beginning of this talk. We've said this time and time again, the Democrats want to take the guns. They always deny this, but then when a situation like this happens, you got people like Beto O'Rourke or our vice resident Kamala Harris who just come out and say it. We don't want you to have an AR-15. We want to come take the guns. It just so predictable from the Democrats. They never want to waste a tragedy when there's so many other solutions that we've talked about, Rob, that seem so much better, like locking the school doors, making sure no one gets in, no one gets out, having an armed security guard, in certain instances, arming teachers. There's so many measures that could be taken, yet the Democrats want to focus on the millions of law-abiding citizens who own guns, and millions own AR-15. So it would just be a disaster if the Democrats continue down this path for the Joe Biden administration. But that hasn't stopped him before because he continues to do things that are unpopular with the American people, no matter who likes it. Rob, how are you doing tonight?
Andrew, I'm doing great. And your opening is spot on, but Joe doesn't care what the American people think. And one thing I want to just correct right off the bat. We did a show yesterday and we had on with us two Latinos for Trump and we were talking about the elections. And they gave us the name of three bills, SB 871, SB 866, and SB 71, but AB 1993. The guests were Contessa and Elsa. They wanted us to make certain that our viewers understood that they want you to get in contact with your senators and tell them to vote against those bills because those bills involve COVID. SB 871, they want everyone to make it mandatory for you to take the vaccine and show proof of vaccination. SB 866, they want to give underage children permission to just take the vaccine themselves without getting permission from the parents. So the government will give the child permission as early, I guess, as young as 12 or 10 to take the COVID vaccine without telling the parent. And then the last one is AB 1993. With that bill, they want to make it mandatory or requirement that anyone who works in California, you have to take the vaccine. And if you're coming into the state as a consultant, you have to have been vaccinated. Surely they're trying to take away our civil rights, our civil liberties with these crazy bills. And it only happens when we put the wrong people in power. So again, they wanted us to make certain or to emphasize that they want you as voters to get in contact with your local senators in California and tell them to vote against it. And if they don't vote against it, you're going to go to vote against them. And hopefully you're going to vote against them anyway, because they're not bringing anything constructive to the table. I mean, we've just got, Andrew just introduced us in his opening to Joe Biden going to Uvalde, Texas. Now, did Joe go to Sacramento when they have the mass shooting there? Did Joe come to New York City when they have the subway shootings? Did Joe go to Waukesha, Wisconsin? Where was Joe? I'm serious. Where was Joe? Now, Joe did make it to Buffalo, New York, quicker than a New York minute, because he saw an opportunity. He saw an opportunity to gin up his base, to scare Black people, to tell them that the white supremacy man is coming after them. And you better beware. You don't want him to come after you. And the only way you can stop this is to vote Democrat. Now, I know they're talking about gun control and all that. They don't mean it, because a lot of these people have guns. What they're trying to do is they're trying to scare the Black population, because Black people overwhelmingly vote Democrat. Why? I don't know. Because the Democrats wanted to keep slavery going. The Democrats gave us the rise of the Ku Klux Klan. The Democrats under Barack Obama, who had two terms as president, two Black attorney generals, and did nothing about the violence. And if it was white supremacy, why didn't he go in and arrest them all? Why didn't Barack Obama just say, okay, we're going to make the white supremacy we're going to say that it's a terrorist group. He could have done it. When he was first elected, he controlled the House and the Senate. Why didn't Barack Obama just come out and say, okay, what we're going to do right now is we're going to declare the Ku Klux Klan is a white supremacy group and they're a domestic terrorist? Why didn't he? Why didn't he, when he had control of both the Congress and the House, just say, okay, these guns, we're going to do something really strict about the guns. We're going to raise the legal age, because they couldn't have outlawed it, because that would have been challenging the Constitution, but they could have very easily said, let's just raise the age limit. Assault weapons, let's just, you know, we don't want kids to get that. I'm down with that. You could have done it, but he didn't do it. So now we have Uvalde's Texas. Now, he took some time before we got there. I guess his schedule was kind of busy. But then, too, these were, you know, Hispanic children. And, you know, Biden was probably kicking the can saying, oh, should we, you know, if it were Black, we would probably go, you know, but it was children, we should probably go. And then, too, you know, we want their votes, but it looks like they're going to vote for Republicans. Okay, I'll go ahead and I'll go. I'll make a scene. I'll make an appearance. So we went, made a lot of promises, as Andrew said. We're going to do this, we're going to do that, and the other thing. But like I said, his old former boss could have very easily done something about this, could have very easily done something about the white supremacist. Now, I'm sure that they wanted this guy to be a white guy. Had he been white, oh my gosh, they would have just piled on top of this. But you see, he happened to be Hispanic, a Hispanic killing other Hispanics. And it's like, oh, we don't know how we can play this up. Now, some of you listening are probably saying, oh my God, what is he talking about? He's making it political. Well, as we said in our show the other night, it is political. You can't get around it, because you will need the politicians to act up on this and do something. So it is political. And the Republicans need to find a way to craft an argument so that when things like this happen, they can truthfully say, yes, it's political, but we're going to control the narrative. Because if they're able to control the narratives, the Democrats will back away from it. But right now, the Democrats know that the Republicans are afraid to back away from it, so they're going to keep jumping on it. They know that they're afraid, well, not afraid to back away from it, but they're afraid to lean into it, as they always say, lean forward. But you've got to just look at it and say, yeah, because you want politicians to do something about it. You want the Congress to do something. You want the House of Representatives, who are supposed to make the law, to make the law doing something. Now, it could probably be challenged in the Supreme Court, because they're going to interpret the law, and then it goes to the executive branch, who's supposed to enforce the laws. So it is political. And we need to start looking at it that way, through a political lens, to say, how do we save the children? How do we save the children from Democrats? Because children are being challenged in the schools, with sex education. Now they're being challenged with guns, having to get up under the desk. Andrew, back in the 60s and the 70s, I remember reading, I think I was in eighth grade when I was, during the 80s, they were talking about, when I was in eighth grade, we read about the kids in the 60s and the 70s who would get up under the desk to protect themselves from Russia, thinking that there would be a nuclear attack. So they would like get up on the desk, kids would get up under the desk and, you know, stay there for about a couple of minutes, and then they would come up from under the desk. And then it moved from that to, we were told the kids were getting up under the desk just in case there was bad weather, a tornado. But the genesis of it was that the threat of nuclear weapons. And now fast forward to 2022, kids are having to protect themselves from gun violence. So Biden going to Texas was political. Was a political move. He's supposed to be the commander in chief and supposed to comfort us during our moments of comfort. But we saw last week he could not do it because he was too sleepy after leaving from his 5-day trip in Asia, which wasn't successful because he was talking too much. But nevertheless, of course, the media was going to say that, oh, he did a good job, but he did it. Don't be deceived. So fast forward until today. How do we protect our children? How do we protect the United States, Andrew, from Joe Biden? I mean, this guy is a walking, talking time bomb. I mean, he's always, I don't get this guy. I don't get how the media can support a guy who clearly has issues. And we've talked about this before in the show, and I'm going to keep talking about it. When Trump was in office, he kept saying we need to invoke the 25th Amendment to remove him from office. And according to the 25th Amendment, you can do it if you feel that the president is incapacitated and that he can't serve. Well, Biden can't serve. I mean, it doesn't take a rocket scientist to figure this out. And I'm going to talk about it on every show that I can, because that's what they did to Trump. And we know that he should have been in office. They should not have tried to remove him. And he was impeached twice. And what for? It was all political. Everything is political. Everything is political. And Andrew, the only way we can get beyond all of this, get beyond what's happening, get beyond Russia collusion, get beyond all the lies that have been told. I think I texted you the other day and I was telling you, I'm like, man, do you see what's happening? It's like every judge out there has ruled against Trump. It's like, they enjoy doing it. He brings it. Oh, ruled against him. Nope, you can't do this. Nope, you got to sit before this. Oh, this, that. Oh, nope, nope. This man has been investigated so many times that it's not funny. And he's been investigated over the same stuff. Letitia James, over the real estate, we want him to sit before deposition. Well, Letitia James, do you think that had he done something that was nefarious with the real estate, they would have impeached him over it? It's like, and then these judges who are wasting our time, wasting our taxpayer money over nonsense like this. Had Letitia James been focusing in on criminals in New York City, the shooting in Buffalo wouldn't have happened. Had she been focusing on crime in New York City, the shooting on the subway wouldn't have happened. But she wasn't focusing in on it. Now, Andrew, before I continue with that, I think we just got our guest, Mark Musser, who's running for U.S. Senate in California. I think he's on the line. Let me see if I can patch him in while we keep talking. We had said that we were trying to get a man to talk, so I think he's here. Let's see. So he's working on his mic right now. So he's connecting. As soon as we hear him, I'm going to jump, and we're going to let him talk because he's another person in California that we want you guys to hear about. Looks like we're going to have him, Andrew, after all. So let's see here. So he's coming up. Anyway. Going back to Letitia James and what she's doing and what she's not doing. Just think about it. If a lot of these attorney generals were doing what they should be doing, we wouldn't have the crime that we have now. Is this Mark?
Okay.
Mark, are you on the line?
No, it's James.
Oh, James, how are you, James? Oh, we thought we had Mark, but we got James instead. And James is running for office. Andrew, you want to go ahead and introduce James for us?
Yes, we're here with James Spencer, who's running for assembly in California. James, tell us about what you're running for.
I'm running for the 61st Assembly District. That covers Inglewood, Gardena, Lawndale, Lenox, Westchester, Marina Del Rey, Playa Del Rey, and Venice.
Okay, so James, this is Rob. I'm the other host here. So glad to have you on. We thought you were our other guest who were waiting to come on also. No, we're going to talk to you. Since you're on, we thought you were Mark Musser because he's running for the U.S. Senate. But now that we got you, the other night we had on two ladies, Latinos for Trump, Contessa and Elsa, and they were talking to us about the different issues that are arising in California. And they made mention of three bills. I don't know if you're aware of these bills or not. One of them is SB 871. SB 866 and AB 1993, and they all involve COVID. You can't work if you haven't had the shot, allowing children to take the shot without the parents' permission. It's just a complete mess there. My position is that the folks in California need to get in contact with their senators and tell them to vote against these bills. What do you say, sir?
agree 100%. I mean, this COVID thing, I understand we do have COVID, but this continued lockdown, killing the economy, and mandating that you have to take these shots to work. We're not a socialist country. I served in the United States Marine Corps, took an oath of office to defend and to protect the Constitution of the United States. It is unconstitutional. So if somebody to force you to take a shot, that's not right, against your will.
That's right. It's not right. So it's like, so why are they trying to force people to do it? And we know, look at your governor. Your governor has now contracted the virus. Now, I think he's had it before, and he's had all shots, James. And now he has COVID. He's going into isolation, we hope. But now they want to force it on everyone else, including our children. This is wrong. What do you say, sir?
It's totally insanity. People won't stand up for their rights anymore. I don't know why. They're scared of the life. They're scared to death of them about this COVID. When Fauci first came, see, people don't pay attention. When Fauci first came on, he said it was droplets, right? You didn't need to wear a mask. Now it's airborne. I'm like, if anything airborne, you can't stop it. If it's airborne, you can't stop it. So if you're wearing a mask indoors, you're wearing a mask outdoors, you're breathing the same air. So they're telling me now, if I'm outside, the COVID is ain't gonna bother me. But once I come inside my house, COVID gonna bother me. If I go into a restaurant, as long as I got my mask on, walking to the table, as soon as I sit at the table, I can take my mask on. COVID says, okay, COVID is not in effect right now. It don't make sense.
Yeah, it doesn't make sense. And that's what a lot of Americans have been saying. We're here with James Spencer running for California Assembly. You're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew, available on America Out Loud via iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, or download the America Out Loud app to keep track of all the great shows. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew with our special guest, James Spencer.
We wouldn't go a day without washing our hands, brushing our teeth, and washing our nose. Whoa, wait, we wash our nose? Yes, the number one place where bacteria, viruses, and pollen enter the body is through the nose. So the average person breathes over 23,000 times a day. That's 23,000 opportunities for bacteria, viruses, and irritants to get into your nose and make you sick. For an extra layer of protection, wash your nose with Clear. That is Clear, X-L-E-A-R. Clear's drug-free nasal spray features xylitol, an ingredient proven to block adhesion of many nasty bacteria and viruses, and effectively clean, not just rinse like a saline, but wash your nose. Clear nasal spray quickly alleviates congestion, opens your airway, and ensures your body's natural defenses are strong. Read the research studies for yourself at clear.com. That's X-L-E-A-R.com. Protect yourself from the pathogens and junk you breathe. Pick up a bottle for you and your family today.
Now the spirit of American liberty and justice is woven into the soul of America Out Loud. Now we invite you, friends, to invest some of your time with our magnificent family of experts, their minds and voices. It's all back at AmericaOutLoud.com. Liberty and justice for all.
Here on America Out Loud, we emphasize optimal health, and air is the most essential element for life. The average person inhales over 35 pounds of air every day, yet we seldom think about how to rid the air of pathogens swiftly and safely when we need to. The Genesis Fogger Plus HOCL is the only way to quickly and naturally restore air to its optimal condition. Visit genesisfogger.com/outloud for a free ebook on everything you need to know about HOCL and receive a 15% discount on the Genesis Fogger with promo code OUTLOUD. With Genesis, you'll be ready for what's next.
We're back here on After Dark with Robin Andrew, and we've got on candidate for California Assemblyman James Spencer, and we're going to be talking to him about the state of California. We know the big primary elections are coming up next week in California, so make sure you get out and vote if you have not done so already. If you're a California resident, Be sure to get that done soon, or if you live anywhere, check it out, see where the primaries are taking place, and make sure you get in your vote. Voting in the primary elections is pivotal and can be just as important as voting in the main election. You know, Rob, we look at California and we all hear about all the problems. I mean, I've been to San Francisco. I've seen the homelessness, the drug use, just the bad sidewalks with feces all over it. I mean, there's just a long list of problems that we've got in a lot of these California cities and big cities across the country for that matter. And I'm really looking forward to speaking to James. I really appreciate it when people step out of the box and do something they're not used to doing and run for office because they believe in their community. They want to see it change. They remember when it was different. James said he was a veteran. So yeah, people like that is who we need, not these swamp people who've been in the California election system for decades now. You look at Maxine Waters, Nancy Pelosi, you could go down the list. But I'm looking forward to talking to James tonight. How about you, Rob?
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to talking to him. And as I said, you know, during the first segment, we thought Mark was going to come on. We thought we had him on, but James popped up instead, and which is just as good because we want to find out what his thoughts are on what's happening in California. And as the assemblyman in California, what does he hope to accomplish? Because you have to start somewhere, start into office somewhere, and then grow on that. We can all make a change. We can all make a difference in their lives, especially in our neighborhoods and our surrounding areas. And if we don't do it, if we just sit back, of course, the Democrats will do it. And you look at where they have gotten us. As I was saying in our last segment, you look around you, you look at the different laws and you look at the neighborhoods and things have just like completely disintegrated here in New York, in California. They want to make it to disintegrate in Texas and in Florida. The Democrats are eyeing a lot of these big states, hoping to turn them blue. And then, as you said, Andrew, you had Joe going to Texas this past Sunday. And of course, it was political. And as I said, we can't be afraid not to say that it's not political, because he's hoping to shore up votes. But has he gone to any of the other states? Look at Sacramento. Was it Sacramento that had the recent shooting? Did he go there? No, he didn't go there. Why didn't he go there? Well, he didn't go there because it involved a Black shooter killing Black people. Has he gone to Chicago? Now, we're coming off of Memorial Day weekend. Look at the numbers. Look at how many people were shot. Look at how many people were killed. Is Joe and Jill jumping on a plane to go there? Is Joe and Jill, Nancy Pelosi, Maxine Waters, Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, are they talking about get rid of the guns? We're going to take the guns. Adam Kissinger, Liz Cheney. Are they talking about raising the age limit in Chicago? Why not? Is Barack Obama talking about it? Barack Obama, who came out and made reference to George Floyd and said nothing about the Texas shooting, says nothing about Chicago, his home city, his home state. The only thing he's concerned with is building this huge monstrosity of a library that's supposed to be state of the art, that's going to surpass all the other libraries. Has he said anything about Chicago? Anything at all? Anything of relevance? No, he hasn't. He's busy trying to shore up the base for Joe Biden. Shore up the base so that he can have more of a third term in office behind the scenes in his basement in his sweats. Has he said anything constructive? Absolutely not. He hasn't said anything. He's been more divisive than constructive. So I'm glad we have someone who's willing to throw their hat in the ring and say, wait a minute, the buck stops here. We need to look at the issues. We can change things. Even if it's California, we need to make California red again, just like we're going to make America better again. We need to make California red again. So we started out talking to James before we went to commercial break, and now we're going to talk to him again. James, how do you see California? Is it possible? Can we turn it and make it red again, James? And by the way, James, thank you for your service, sir.
You're welcome. Yeah, I think we can make California red again. People just got to get up and wake up and stop, you know, stop voting party lines. Vote the issues. Like out here, you know, if you're a Democrat, I've never seen so much divisiveness as president Biden been in office? I mean, he's not a uniter, he's a divider. So here in California, we got Governor Newsom tells you don't wear a mask, don't send your kids to school. He sends his kids to school, private school. They get everyday instruction. Yours is on a Zoom call. And I was gonna have, work with my grandson with the Zoom thing. Man, after one hour, I told my daughter to go hire somebody. I can't handle this. It's ridiculous.
It's a tough look. I tried it. It's no joke, man. It is no joke. But like you said, you look at Newsom. He's telling you to keep your kids at home on Zoom while his kids are going to private school. That's the reason why the Democrats don't like charter schools, because with charter schools, they don't have access to your children to indoctrinate them on all this foolishness like CRT, the purple unicorn, and this nonsense. That's the reason why. They don't want your kids to be taught at charter schools. So James, as the assemblyman, what can you do exactly to like change the course of California in your district? What can you do? Tell us.
Right. Even in my district, we have a problem with the state senator and the assemblywoman that abruptly left and had another runoff or something. And they signed a bill, I think AB 8410 or something, where Oakland School District and Inglewood School District, they'll give us $10 million if we close the school, but then you got to sell the land to the developers, which don't make any sense. We got to change from attendance driven to funding the school like the school need to be funded. Not if two students are there, you get money. If four students drop is not there, you don't get paid for one. So basically, California used to be, everybody used to be glad to come to California. I was glad to come to California. I got stationed here. You could go to junior college for free. Now, everything is jacked up. And once you get the government involved in anything, the prices goes up. And as an assemblyman, I want to let my people know, we don't need a full-time legislator. That's what's wrong with these people. They go up there every day and ain't got nothing to do but write all these crazy bills. And then the Republicans and Democrats will not even tell you that the bills are coming out so you can come up there and stand up for your rights and say, no, I elected you. And see, what we don't fail to realize is we the people. All politicians work for us, but we won't say that. And when people start getting mad and start saying, hey, you work for me, and I'm not going to vote for you unless you do what we say. But everybody's
scared.
There you
go.
Everybody's scared. Hey, it's we the people. The Constitution said it's we the people, not we the politicians.
James, there you go. And that's what people have to realize, that they work for us, damn it. They need to remember it. And we need to get a bumper sticker and say, you work for me, damn it. I don't work for you. You work for me. You want my vote. You need to do what I want you to do. But they have forgotten that. And they're doing it what they want to do. And as you said, they'll get these bills that they don't want to tell anyone about. And then you're like, wait a minute, when did this happen? Oh, well, that was in the last legislation session. Well, why didn't you tell the people about it? They want to work in these little secret groups, and it's time to open it up. So I'm glad you mentioned that, James. I'm glad you said that. And I hope more people are aware that these people work for you.
Yeah, I'm glad he said it as well. And James, please inform our listeners and potential voters what district you are running in.
Assembly District 61. That's Inglewood, Gardena, Hawthorne, Lawndale, Lenox, Westchester, Marina Del Rey, Playa Del Rey, and Venice. It's a broad area.
So as an assemblyman, what do people expect their assemblyman to do? Like you said, you want to make people aware of the bills. What else would you do in this capacity, serving in this capacity?
I would actually streamline all these meetings that we have so people can see it like you do on C-SPAN, so you can see what these people are actually doing and who's writing these bills. It's crazy. You're gonna tell me you're gonna write a bill that my 12-year-old can't tell me I have no jurisdiction over my 12-year-old if he wants to go get the COVID shot or do whatever, you know, do the special stuff that's coming up now. It's ridiculous. They're taking parents' rights away from their children and indoctrination. We call this public school now. These are government schools. You know, you can't talk about China when they're indoctrinating our children to stupidity.
Definitely government schools, and people need to be aware of that. And I said this before, I've said this on a number of our shows, that when Joe Biden came into office and he teased everyone with having pre-K for kids as early as 3, and when parents said, hooray, 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 I'm like, nope, put the brakes on it. Because what they're trying to do is they're trying to indoctrinate your kids at a young age, take away the parents' rights, and put in the government rights, and then create these little communals whereby they will be raising your child and telling your child what to do. What other way are they going to tell children to come to school? We're going to teach you about sex education, but it's our secret. Don't tell your parents. Now think about that. Telling the kids, don't tell your parents. Or, by the way, you can get the COVID shot. We'll give you a pizza meal, or we'll give you $100, and you don't even have to tell your parents. It's like, wait, that's my child. And I remember years ago, the Cosby Show, and Bill Cosby was telling his kids, he said, I brought you in this world and I will take you out. No, there is no way you could say that now, because the government would immediately knock on your door and remove your child. But if your child were to tell you, mom and daddy, shut up, I'm going to take the COVID shot, the government would stand up, applaud the child. Oh, this is what we're talking about. We have got to stand up and push back. So as you said, James, having meetings broadcast openly so that people could see who's creating these bills, who's putting their names on it, shine the light on it so that it's not done in the dark. What's done in the dark will come to light. And that's what needs to happen, James. What else do you want to do?
You got to rally the people, man. They don't have, you know, even this is a wide district here, you know, you got to have some way of communicating to everybody. And like I said, basically what in our community, we're having musical chairs. The guy that went from the girl, she ain't never been in politics. She never been, you know, like to tell you, well, you never been in politics. Why are you going to run? She ain't never been in politics. Her mother was Yvonne Vasquez Burke, which was a first Black woman, congresswoman. So she's going, it's all about name recognition. It ain't about what you did. And I had to see it myself. She was my supervisor. She didn't do nothing for us then. Now her daughter's there. She's not going to do nothing for us. And everybody is a musical chairs. You're appointed by your party to run. And if you look at every area, nobody want to admit it, every area that the Democrats run is chaotic. My communities all ran by Democrats. Then only people they playing is the Republicans. And people fall for that, the Republicans. No. It ain't the Republicans. That I tell them, have you seen a Republican in the school board? Have you seen a Republican assemblyman, a district in our districts? No, it's always musical chairs. What's going on now? The two top candidates, Democrat candidates, they all are part of the problem. They worked for Bradford Burke's daughter, and the other one helped her get in office. You see what I'm saying? And then the other one will work for another assembly person. And they all are together. All this is nothing new, but if you talk to our community, they act like it's something new. They always put us on the defense, never on offense. Inglewood, when they signed that bill a couple years ago, they didn't tell nobody in Inglewood what was going on about closing two schools. One school is a predominant Black area that they're shutting down. And you know what I'm saying? Now, where's Joe at? Where's his wife in education? And there's no way, and then they say too many people are going to charter schools. Everybody wants their child to do good. So if the school your child is in is not doing good, I'm gonna send mine to a charter school. All my grandkids go to what? Private schools, to Catholic schools where they ain't indoctrinated. You're not a boy, you're not a girl, you gotta wait till you make that decision. And you know, and if you look at it, it takes a man and a woman to create anything, a dog and a cat, whatever. It takes a male and a female. So all this other stuff, I never heard of it. I never heard of it. I don't understand it. And I never thought I would see America stoop this low.
And you know what? Neither did I. But yet still, that's where we are. That's exactly where we are with them pushing this radical agenda to our kids. And again, going back to charter schools, why is it that there is a push by the left not to want our kids to go to charter schools? No, at one point, I have to admit, I'm like, oh, public education. I had a public education. But it's not the public education then that they're introducing now. Because now you're being taught everything except the 1, 2, 3s and the ABCs. You're being taught about the birds and the bees and how the birds and the bees can go in and copulate with the cats and the dogs. And how the cats and the dogs, there's no females, there's no male, there are all these other. And that's pretty much the education that our kids are getting, unfortunately. That is at the top of the education, as opposed to the basics. And then we're wondering, why aren't our kids performing as well? And then, as you said, to shut down the schools. We're going to shut this school down. We're going to shut that school down. Even Barack Obama was against charter schools, public schools. Yeah, but your kids went to Sidwell, a private school. Why can't my kid go? Why can't we use those funds? They gave the schools almost, I think, millions of dollars for COVID. They've only spent 7% of it because they're trying to easily drag in CRT, change the doctoring to sex education. And when I hear people, what do you have against CRT? Do you even understand CRT? Okay. Let's say I don't understand CRT. Why can't we just teach the basics? Why do we need to introduce CRT, a curriculum that was created by some radical? Why do we even need to introduce it to our schools? It makes no sense, but people aren't awoke. They're sleeping. They're thinking it will be okay. It will not be okay. When your kid cannot graduate from kindergarten knowing how to spell their names and knowing their ABCs, but they know all about the pride flag. They know all about the colors of lesbianism. They know they know more about sex than you thought you knew about sex. Andrew, it's dangerous and it has to stop. And I'm glad we have people like James Spencer who's willing to step up and do something about it, Andrew.
Yeah, like I mentioned earlier, this is what we need. Real citizens who've been there, done that. They've seen what's been going on in their community. James has served this country. Fantastic candidate from everything we hear. Hopefully the Republicans in California are getting behind him. I'd like to talk about that in our third part. If he's getting support from the Republican Party, because we talk about this all the time here on After Dark. We see so many of these great candidates that are Republican, and they just do not get behind him, the Republican Party, that is. And it's a real shame. So hopefully that's not the case with James. So you're tuned into After Dark with Robin Andrew on America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, or go to AmericaOutLoud.com and listen. Click the Listen Live tab. We're available Monday through Friday at 9 Eastern, 8 Central, or 6 in the West Coast. We'll be back with more After Dark with Robin Andrew, a special guest running for California Assemblyman, District 61, James Spencer.
Are you tired of your tired vitamins? Consider Healthy Cell. These are pill-free vitamins that are in convenient gel packs. I like the Focus and Recall supplement. I use this a lot. You know, your brain uses a lot of energy and it depends on a variety of micronutrients and vitamins. Boost your short-term focus and long-term brain power with Healthy Cell's Focus and Recall vitamins. So go to HealthyCell.com, use the code OUTLOUD, all capital letters, OUTLOUD, for a 20% off your first order of any Healthy Cell product. Let's get real. Let's get loud on America Out Loud Talk Radio.
In 2008, the amount of concentrated time people could spend on a task without becoming distracted was 12 seconds. 5 years later, it was only 8 seconds, 1 second less than a goldfish. If you find yourself always distracted or having trouble recalling information, you're likely to fall behind in the demanding, fast-paced 21st century. In other words, brain performance is more critical now than ever. Boost your brain power with Healthy Cells Focus Plus Recall. Science-backed nootropics to sharpen focus, concentrate longer, enhance recall, improve mental speed, learn rapidly, and be more alert. It's a pill-free brain supplement made with maximum absorption technology, designed to feed our brains at the cellular level. Take it for a test drive. Go to HealthyCell.com and use code OUTLOUD for 20% off your first order of Focus Plus Recall. That's HealthyCell.com. Code OUTLOUD for 20% off.
Folks, just in case you didn't know, you've been sleeping under a rock, or if you want to know, and they, the left, don't want you to know, an election is coming up, primary election is coming up June 7th in California. You need to be informed. You need to know who to vote for. Republicans are running. Don't be deceived. They're not trying to keep you from voting like the Democrats are. The Democrats bitched and moaned about Georgia suppressing the vote. And when Georgia got ready to vote during the primary, boom, it just exploded. People were voting all over the place, including Black people. But Stacey Abrams told us, oh, they don't want us to vote. They're trying to keep us from voting. Joy Reid of PMSNBC, oh, they don't want the Blacks to vote. And all the other usual suspects, including Joe Biden, they don't want y'all to vote. They want to put y'all in chains. But when they voted last Tuesday, and it was at record numbers, they were like, well, you know, more could have voted, but, you know, they don't believe what you're hearing. No, believe what you're hearing and believe what you're seeing. The Democrats are a lie. They want you to stay confused and scared. They don't want you to vote if you're not going to vote for them. So what do? They manufacture lies and try to scare you. This has been happening since God knows when, every election period. They don't want Blacks to vote. They don't want Blacks to do this. And it's like, stop it. Blacks can't get ID. Come on. We're not dumb. We're not stupid and ignorant. We can get an ID. This is 2022. Come on. If someone doesn't have an ID in 2022, they're here illegally. Let's just be honest. And even the illegals can get an ID to get public assistance. So I don't want to hear any more of this. I can't get an ID. And you had to have an ID with everything going on with COVID. So what is this? I can't get an ID. It's a lie. You don't believe it. Stop believing the lie and understand the truth. So we have on tonight with us again, reintroducing our guest, Jane Spencer, who served in the military. And James, what branch of the military did you serve in?
United States Marine Corps.
United States Marine Corps. Wow. So you're the real deal. You are the real deal. What made you decide to run for office at this time?
No, I became a Republican in 2000. I ran in 2004 for the state Senate. I ran 2014 special election for the state Senate. I ran for my city council in 2016. And I was drafted by another Republican friend of mine when I run for the 61st because they didn't have nobody running. And we just redistricted. We went from the 62nd to the 61st. It's very confusing.
Mm-hmm. Right. So you're not giving up. I like this. And that's what has to happen.
And see, I tell people, if you don't plant a seed, ain't nothing going to grow. And the Republican Party don't want to plant the seeds in the inner cities. I'll be honest. You're going to say, what the Republican Party done for me? Ain't got nothing for me. You got to be endorsed if you want to get this voter thing, right? I pay for my own registration to be able to get on the ballot. I had some Republicans friends that wanted me to run, when they helped me get the 40 signatures. But mostly everything is my daughter was one of the biggest fundraisers for me, and the guy came to me at the last, you know, at the last minute. Basically, I'm running against four Democrats. I'm the only Republican on the ticket. And basically, just said, hey, just sign and don't do anything. Then about the 20th, they say the 17th, the 18th, I went and talked to a friend of mine that's a consultant. And he looked at it, he said, hey, man, you might have a chance coming in second. So what do you want to do? Then I said, okay. then I'll go full force. But no, I don't have, I have friends that are Republicans that wish, like you said, wish you well. But you know, if they don't get out to vote, we're never, because it was the Republican Party under Arnold Schwarzenegger, Lieutenant Governor, which was a Republican, he the one gave us open primary. So it's like you got four Democrats and it's a heavy Democratic area, one Republican winning. So who's going to be the two people running? Democrats. Mm. And then so if you move, and I tell all my friends that's running for office, and look, if you want to win, you have to move to Orange County or Ventura County, where those are the strongholds for the Republican Party. So anytime Republicans tell you about this, we got a tight race, a targeted race, those are seats already guaranteed now. I've been through this. I know the whole game now. I've been through this. And until the Republican Party in California wake up and back these candidates, ain't nothing gonna happen. Back in 2004, they helped you pay your registration. They did stuff. Now they don't do nothing, but everybody wants money. And Kevin McCarthy is not worth it. I don't even know why we gonna, see, I keep trying to tell people, give me the House, give me the Senate. Okay, if I give you the House, give me the Senate, what are you gonna do? Tell me now. If I give you the House and Senate, are the Democrats gonna come back and say, you said you're gonna get rid of Obamacare? So what is your plan? They ain't got none. I have more respect for Joe Manchin than any Republican. He's standing for the Republican. He's standing against the Democrats and against the Republicans to keep us on course. Otherwise, it's build back America. It may as well say tear down America, not build back America. And most people won't face it. Joe Biden is a racist. They won't admit it. Joe Biden, what did Kamala Harris tell you on the debate? I'm that little girl that you stopped about busing. And Joe said he didn't want his kids to go to what? To the jungle schools. And she said herself, now they interviewed her, and she said, oh, that was just debating. That was just debating. If you look at Joe Biden's history, he helped write the crime bill. Call black men predators. And I tell all my friends, I said, they told me Trump's a racist. I said, I respect Trump more than I respect Joe Biden. Joe Biden, the Democratic Party, is a party of racism, the party of the Ku Klux Klan. And that's the party that you're in. And you look at your community ran by Democrats, failed schools, crime, housing, homelessness, jobs, pathetic. But yet they will bring an illegal alien from across the border for free and give him everything that you're trying to achieve. And somebody sent me this thing the other day, says the Asians got a hate bill. The Ukraine got $450 billion. The LGBT got a crime bill too. Blacks got, be patient, and vote and go out and vote in the primary. That's all you hear them say. Black, go vote. All these so-called black leaders, Stacey Abrams, all of them are full of it, because there's no such thing as voter suppression. Voter suppression now. Because with this absentee ballots, they even found 100 ballots on the street by a mailbox. So absentee ballots I like to go back to the old days. You only can vote on that one day, and you got to come in and vote.
That's right. You got to come in and vote.
office pre week, a month before the election. Oh, no, we need to stop that.
We need to stop it because that's just give them room to cheat, which is what they have always done, which is what they will continue to do until we stop them. Now, something that you just mentioned, James, that Andrew and I, we have talked about this and our other guest has said it. No, there were a couple of things that you hit on that I just want to go back over. The first one. Kevin McCarthy. We need to get rid of him. He has done nothing. He is a rhino and he will do nothing. He only wants to be the Speaker of the House. That is the only thing he is looking at, point blank, period. That's all he's looking at. Okay. Now, as far as Republicans, helping Republicans get into the inner cities, every guest that has come on our show, Latino, Hispanic, and Black, they have said the exact same thing. We could win this if Republicans were to go into the inner cities and say, hey, here we are, stop being afraid. Of course, it's going to be uncomfortable because you've never done it before. But if you don't do it, if you don't go, that's what the Democrats are counting on. Look at how they have marginalized the Black man. They don't even mention the Black man when they're talking about their base. The only thing they talk about is the Black woman. The Black woman this. Look at the Black woman. She's going here. She's going there. That's all they talk about. They have taken a page out of the Black church. Because when you go to a lot of these Black churches, who do you see? Black women who are highly influenced by the Black pastor. So if they were to look at that and say, wait a minute, we need to go and appeal to Black men. As we saw in the last election, a lot of Black men favor Trump. What is a Republican Party waiting for? What are they looking for? There are the votes right there. If you go, they will come. And you show an interest and say, this is what we will do for you. This is what we have done for you. Joe Biden isn't going to do jack squat, like you said. All these other groups got something. But the only thing the Black person got is be patient, and go vote. And that's it. That is ridiculous, James. I'm so glad that you're spelling this out. Because this is a universal theme that we see across the nation when it comes to the Black vote, when it comes to the Hispanic vote, but mainly the Black vote. Be patient, and go vote, and we're not going to give you anything else. That's the mantra of the Democrats. And if Republicans were to wake up and say, wait, we can address that, we can give you more. Don't be afraid of them calling you racist, because they're going to call you racist regardless, because they know that's like a trigger word for them. You got to get up. And you got to start supporting these candidates. And the fact that you have run, not once, not twice, but more than that, but you're not giving up. Because as you said, if you don't plant a seed, it won't grow. And Andrew, he is planting the seed now.
Yeah, and you really love to see it. And I completely agree with what you guys were saying about Kevin McCarthy. He's been pretty much worthless as Speaker of the House. The way I look at it is he turned his back on President Trump when President Trump needed him after the last election. And this is the kind of things we need. People who get out into these inner cities and tell the truth and talk about what's going on. James, I'm not so sure how long you've lived in California, but we all know about the homeless problem, of course, down in Southern California. Skid Row is well known, but it's beyond even that to Skid Row. I mean, it is all over the place. How bad have things gotten there in California under the Democrats?
Under the Democrats, this whole community is devastated. I mean, you got homeless in Venice. These are influence areas, Venice. Westchester, we got like a law, no camping in parks, no motor homes and all that. But LA, the city of LA looks like Calcutta. Downtown, people got $1 million condos with people sitting sleeping on the streets. I mean, it's getting off of the freeway, over underpasses, tent city. You got the mentally ill. You got all kinds of stuff. You would say, this can't be America. This can't be America. And now in Beverly Hills, people are going to Beverly Hills, robbing them in Beverly Hills for their Rolexes, for their cars, because they're trying to make America a third world country. You're either going to be rich or poor. And they're demonstrating it to you right now. If you look at it, I would never dream of our country with homelessness. And we're worried about, you know, don't get me wrong. I tell people, don't get me wrong. But our tax dollars are going for wars in Ukraine, and we got Ukraine going on right here in LA. in the United States, Seattle, everywhere you go, Baltimore, Philadelphia. We got a homeless crisis out of this world. And who's in charge of all major cities that have high rates of crime, high rate of poverty, failed schools, and homelessness is ran by Democrats. When are we going to wake up? And guess what these people are? White progressive liberals. And Al Sharpton finally woke up a little bit, but he's still on the dumb train. That he came out and said, well, the limousine riding white liberals are most of the main causes of the black community, which is true. Now, if Zuckerberg, I didn't see him try to do anything in inner city, giving all these schools iPads, free internet, training facilities. I didn't see Soros giving any money to help the communities other than destroy them. I didn't see what's his name, Amazon, giving away any free stuff. I didn't see Jeff Bezos them giving internet to all the inner city schools and inner city homes where people can't afford the internet. You know, if you got cable TV, that's almost $200-some for to watch some stupid movies. I don't know what our country become. And it seemed like the people that became wealthy, America made them wealthy, is the one that's trying to tear America down.
Yeah, and we see that time and time again. Thank you so much, James, for joining us tonight. If people want to support your campaign before the election next Tuesday, where's the best place they could do so?
Best thing to do is just call me on my line right now, because we, you know, like I said, the last minute we put all this stuff together. So the best way to do is call me at 310-242-1900.
Okay, California District 61. There you have it. You can talk to your Assemblyman James Spencer with that phone number right there. You can ask him about anything that you're concerned about, and I'm sure he will give you his thoughts. And great appearance tonight, James. We really appreciate you coming on. Thank you all for joining us on After Dark with Robin Andrew. Check us out and all the other shows over at AmericaOutloud.com, who just celebrated its 6th anniversary. You can also find America Out Loud on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcast, or Pandora. We'll see you guys next time. And remember, stand for something or you will fall for nothing.